Parsha Shmos, the Pasuk says, Vayhi bayomim ho'em, Vayigal Moshe, Vayetzi al Echov. Moshe grew up, he grew up in the palace of Paroi, and he went out to his people, his brothers, Vayar v'sim loisom. And he saw their sevel, their suffering. They were doing already, making all the bricks and building and all the Avodas Parech, that Paro was Gezer on the Bnei Yisrael. So Rashi says, very simple thing, Vayar v'sim loisom, Nosan Einov v'liboy liyois meitzer aleihem. He focused his eyes and his heart to have tzar for them, to feel the tzar for them. Very strange kind of a thing. He's focusing eino v'liboy liyois to be able to be meitzer aleihem, to feel their pain. Now, if we look, there's a few medrashim here that we have collected. If you look at number two, Dovar Achim Mao Vayero, Vayar, excuse me, Shehem Mesim Umashlichim Ba'ashpois Ve'enam Koivramoisim. He saw that they're dying and just throwing the bodies in the garbage and they're not burying them. Umashe Olav Hasholoim Mitapil Behem Ve'koivram. He went and he took these bodies and he buried them. That was his reaction to the seriousness, the tzar. Omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ato nitpalto bahem, you took care of them, chayecho, ani mitapel b'cho, shenem v'yikbar oisoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself buried Moshe Rabbeinu. So you see, Moshe Rabbeinu's attitude was, there's a terrible thing going on, there's a terrible situation, and I step up to the plate and I'm going to bury all the people because they were so broken, they were so overworked, they were so downtrodden, whatever it may be, that Moshe Rabbeinu felt he had to take care of it himself. Look at number three. Maro, it says he saw v'sivloisom. Yoshav Moshe v'chishev mi'briyas ha'olam. Moshe Rabbeinu thought about briyas ha'olam. V'yoda ezo yom Shabbos. One day is Shabbos, you know, it's every seventh day. Miyad holach etzel paroi. Moshe Rabbeinu was a man of action. He really cared. He went immediately to Paroi. Omar Loi said to Paroi, Ator reitze sheyasu malachtecho v'nyonecho v'yishlam? He says, you want them to do your work and make your buildings in a way that's successful, that's proper, that's going to do it properly. He says, honiach lehem b'chol shivo yomim she'anucho yom echod. Give them a day off. If they have a day off, then they'll be able to work better. You'll get better productivity from them in 6 days with a day off than in seven days. Kedei sheyuchlu lasis es haShabbos. They would be able to do Shabbos. Omer lo Paroi, lech aseh. Yeah, good idea. You go do it. Vekach also. Minayin shekachu ki omar lohem b'moroso yiru es Hashem ki nosan lochem haShabbos. Loi omar noisein lochem elo nosan lochem. He doesn't say Hashem's giving you in the midbar of the Shabbos, but he gave it to you in Mitzrayim because Moshe Rabbeinu orchestrated this. So we see Moshe Rabbeinu was extremely dedicated. He saw there was a need to be Kovar Mesim. Sounds like he buried them all. I don't know what he did. He saw there was a problem there with Shabbos. He wanted to solve the problem. He goes, it says, Miyad, holach etzel paro, didn't waste any time, didn't consider, he's going to paro, he was a man of action, taking care of the problem. And then the question really becomes, that this great Moshe Rabbeinu, who was so stepped up to the plate to do everything as it had to be done, what is Rashi talking about? Nosan eino velibo lios meitzar aleim. It sounds like it was a process. To feel the tzar of the Klal Yisrael, he had to focus his eyes, look, and his heart, his feelings, in order to be able to have the tzar for them. Moshe was on such a level. Moshe responded to the need. Moshe was ready to do anything for them, and yet he needed this ability to be nosan eino v'libo lios meitzar aleihem. And Lamaisa, the tzaras that they had were unbelievable. Maro, if you look at number four, Reb Nechemiah omer ro kisfoisehem shohoyu yordos dam min hamasois. They were carrying such heavy burdens, maybe they made the pyramids, I don't know, that the blood was gushing out of their shoulders. And he made a bandage to take care of it. Agabi hamako, to heal the wound or to stop the bleeding. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reward him. Meshav and Meav Esrim Shono, but Meshav Lekoasa Einu Leinos Lechoy. He was rewarded for this. So Meshav Rabbeinu saw the suffering. He said they were bleeding to death. They were to death, but there were terrible things happening. Number five. Omar Rabbi Losa Keshoyu Noitlemes Hasid Hoya Horuach Bo Umefazer Hasid VeNichlus Atoicheneim. The cement, the sand that they were using to make the bricks would blow and it would enter their eyes. And he would take care of them. He would heal their eyes. Because of what you did. So Moshe Rabbeinu saw there was terrible suffering. He saw the extent of the suffering, the physical suffering, the bleeding of the shoulders, the blinding of the eyes. And he responded to everything. It would seem that such a Moshe Rabbeinu, in the face of such suffering, should be able to feel the maximum tzar. I mean, look who he is. This is a man who not just feels tzar, but responds. He immediately runs to Paroi. Immediately he's going to bury all the dead that they were not being buried, that they were throwing in the garbage. And he sees blood, he sees bleeding, and he sees blindness, their eyes are full of sand and this. And yet it seems that all of that was happening, with all of that he was, if he wasn't nosan eino velibo ilios meitzer aleihem, then the Torah tells us vayar b'siv loisam, that he needed that in order to fully and properly appreciate the extent of the path. Doesn't mean, I guess, he felt something. Certainly, look, he responded. But if he didn't do nosan ein of a liboy, then he couldn't reach that. It requires focus. Halachas kama v'kama, that applies to all of us. And without focusing, meaning look at it and allow ourselves to feel it, the extent of it, the dimensions of it, the dynamics of it, the depth of it, then we really don't access the tzar that we could really have and could motivate us. And I thought that in today's world, where there's big tzaras going on, I mean, what's going on in Eretz Yisrael is a pachat. Every day we hear new korbonos. There's still, I don't know, 140, they say, or I don't know exactly, 130, they're still shvuyim. Who knows if they're even alive? Who knows what torment and torture they're going through? Terrible matzav. Yet what we noticed is that in the beginning, we were shook up. Simchas Torah, when we heard what went on, it was a pachad. It was like, And the feeling was there, and can we have the hakofes, can we not have the hakofes? There was real, after when we heard really what was going on, the full extent of it, it was overwhelming for a while, and the hisoirus, and the tilim, and the pain, and the emotion, and the concern. But as time goes on, we get more used to it, and it's not as dramatic. We don't hear about 1,000 people being slaughtered in one day, 1,200, whatever. We don't hear about 200 shvuyim in one day. We hear a few soldiers every day, sometimes a few more, sometimes less. We hear about some shvuyim that didn't make it, that died. It's far less dramatic, and we're used to it already. It's all part of the. This is the situation in which we live. This is what's going on. We adjusted to it. And what that really does is, though, that we don't have it in our hearts to be able to truly be mispalel. Tefillah is avodah shebelev. It requires feeling. Chazal say to be mispalel for a Talmud Chochem, but that's the idea, ad sheyechle, until you get sick. You so internalize the pain that you're sick from the thought. I can't bear this the pain of what I'm requesting because it's so painful. The extent to which we really can issue a heartfelt tefillah is the whole difference. You know, David HaMelech says, Habet Yomin Re'ev Eili Makir. In we say that capital in Kufman Beis. Ovad Monis Mimene Ve'ein Ein Derish Lanafshi. There's nobody's Makir me. There's nobody that's Derish Bishloi me that could care less about me. And then we say, he says, Zo'akte Lecho Hashem Omarte Atomachsi. So the Radak adds one word, Lefikoch. Because I know that there's no one who recognizes me, and there's nobody who could even ask about my well-being. Nobody could care less. Lefikoch, therefore, Zoakti Alecho Hashem, I call out to Hashem and I say, Ato Machzi. It sounds like that if David HaMelech had somebody who was Makir, or somebody who was Doirish Mishloimoy, he couldn't cry out that way. And he wouldn't come to that realization of Ato Machzi, you are my place of refuge. And every nuance makes a difference. Every difference nuance, as we heard many times, Rosh Hashiva used to say all the time, that Yirmiyahu HaNavi sent a delegation by the end when the Churban was about to happen and he saw he wasn't able to avoid it, avert it, and he sent a delegation to Huldah, the Neviyah. She wasn't on his Darga. She was a minor prophetess compared to Yirmiyahu, was the Novi Hador. But Noshima Rachmas Yoser. She has a dimension of Rachmonis which can make a difference in a lifetime of tefillahs and every effort that Yirmiyah put in to avoid, to avert the churban, that little difference in merachmas yoser could make a difference. So every nuance of feeling can make a difference. And we have to access that. The Acheinu B'nei Yisrael need that. The matzav is such that every tefillah could make a difference. Every tefillah could save a bullet. Every tefillah could save a captive. We have no idea. And it seems that the only way we could do that, and especially in a situation which has become rogil and far less dramatic than it was initially, is by Nosan Einov V'Liboy Lios Meitzar Aleim. We have to allow ourselves to focus, to see what it means. One person is in captivity. How many people does that affect? How many parents, grandparents, spouses, children, grandchildren, families turned upside down and inside out? Not to mention all the people who've been displaced from their homes, that they're homeless. I was in the a few weeks ago in the, what's it called, the plaza. It used to be called the Sheraton Plaza. Now it's have another name for it. And you couldn't, Leonardo or something, you couldn't walk in the hallway. It, mamish like Grand Central Station. You had to maneuver in between so many people, just homeless people, just no place to go. Not a bad hotel, but I don't know who's paying the bill. I don't know how it's working over there, but it's a shrek. I have to pay attention. If we focus, if we pay attention, if we're nice and lev ve'einayim to the matzav, then we'll be able to feel the tzar. And when we feel the tzar, then our tefillos are in a completely different darga. We have another dimension of pain. We have another dimension of desperateness, of who do we have to turn to? We see all the people that at the beginning were talking a little bit of a, you know, there's no one to turn to. And the more we can allow ourselves, and it doesn't come without focus. To Moshe Rabbeinu, it didn't come without focus. With all his godless and all his sensitivity and all his resources and his commitment to do unbelievable things and run to Paro like nothing, you know, we can get Shabbos, we can do this, we'll bury all the... But, Maisa, Nosan Einav Aliba Lios Meitzar Aleim. So I just thought that it's time that in this matzav, that we should also, and the same applies to personal suffering. Unfortunately, we've seen a lot of that in the last weeks, and the same thing. If we can feel that pain, we can focus on it in order to be able to feel it. Then our tefillahs to help people, our tefillahs to avoid sorrows, and our tefillahs v'chalv, that for safety, security, and hatzlocha, and brocha, and everything, are on a different level because of the fact that we paid that focus and attention.